before this was Offlane and Hold On and Bunky W. Yeah, remember Bunky W? Well, in case you're new, you're going to hear more music from Bunky W. That song is called Blessing Me, and we had Johnny Brill, Iris Starr, and Young John in the song Colorado. This is Tamanga 913, the biggest and fastest moving drive time show in Zambia. Tamanga 913, shout out to Helen.
The takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM.
Zambia, are you ready? Moe's World of Sport is here to raise the stakes and reward every win. It's time to get more from your bets with our latest offers at Moe's Zambia. Sign up today by using promo code NEW and claim an exclusive 5 kwacha free bet just for registering. You can get a 100% deposit match bonus of up to 5,000 kwacha on your first bet. Just deposit between 50 to 5,000 kwacha. Be smarter, win bigger. Moe's Zambia, where every bet counts. Download the app or visit us online. Betting is 18 and above. Terms and conditions apply.
Strategist with me, Mulovela, says the revival of the mining sector is Zambia's economic recovery. Is driving Zambia's economic recovery, rather. UVPZ endorses President Hichilema for 2026, citing need for continuity. In international news, Zimbabwe's parliament debates draft bill to extend presidential term. And in sports, Orlando Pirates land Teteleli Mutiane in Stellenbosch swap deal.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. State House Communications Strategist Whitney Mulovela says Zambia's mining sector is experiencing a remarkable resurgence, significantly contributing to the country's economic recovery and boosting confidence in future growth prospects. Speaking on Voice of the People, on Power FM's Voice of the People on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Mulovela said Zambia has moved beyond a period of severe financial distress and economic uncertainty, largely due to renewed activity in the mining industry. Mr. Mulovela noted that the mining sector is nearing a major output milestone of 1 million tons, driven by both new greenfield projects and the revival of previously dormant operations. Key contributors to the increased production include Shaft 28, Mopani, KCM, Kitumba, Cobalt, Ningomba, Lumwana, and FQM. He highlighted that rising mining output has boosted Zambia's foreign exchange earnings, which government officials credit with stabilizing the Zambian kwacha and strengthening overall economic performance.
This country had become a basket case. This country was bankrupt. Now Zambia is rising again. The mines are back in production with a target. And we're almost getting to a 1 million ton threshold. That is progress. That's jobs created in the mining sector. That is suppliers supplying to the mining sector, both greenfields, new mines, and those that had gone to sleep are now back online. Shaft 28, Mopani, KCM, Kitumba, Cobalt, Ningomba, Lumwana, FQM, that's production. That's foreign exchange. So when people talk about the holding of the kwacha, it's because now you have production. Zambia was a net importer of fertilizer. Today, thank you to the policies of President Hichilema, today Zambia is a net exporter of fertilizer to 8 neighboring countries. Today, we're talking about free education. 2.6 million children going back to school.
United Progressive Party Zambia UPPZ leader Charles Chanda has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema for the 2026 general elections, emphasizing the need to give the head of state another chance to complete and enhance his agenda. Mr. Chanda has explained that after assessing various political parties, his party concluded that the ruling administration deserves continued support and continuation despite the challenges it faced during its first 5 years in office. He has acknowledged that mistakes may have occurred, but believes they can be corrected if there is continuity by the current government. Mr. Chanda has noted that his party had engaged in discussions with President Hichilema and is confident he can achieve more with the support of individuals aligned with the right agenda. The UPPZ leader has also defended the government's management of inherited debt obligations, including Eurobond repayments, stating that the current administration inherited financial challenges from previous borrowing.
I've looked at all the political parties. Even the alliances which did not show any interest in me have analyzed all of them. And because of the agenda that we have decided and have informed my team that, look, this is what we are going to. We have the UPND government. They ruled for 5 years. Yes, mistakes can be made. There is no government that has never made a mistake in this. Not at all. There could have been mistakes here and there, which can be corrected. You cannot correct a mistake when you are dead. You correct your mistakes when you are still alive and you are given an opportunity. This is why. But from what we discussed, I could see that he is someone, if he is surrounded by correct people with a correct agenda, he can be a different individual. And we are saying as UPPZ, we will give him the support this time.
In another development, independent Lusaka mayoral candidate Simon Wheeler has explained that he left the Socialist Party because some positions taken by the party did not agree with his conscience and personal beliefs. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People, Mr. Wheeler said his loyalty is to the Zambian people and that he sometimes disagreed with party decisions, leading to clashes with the leadership. He stressed that his departure was respectful and mutual, adding that he still has great respect for Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe, whom he described as a father figure and leader. Mr. Mwila said he joined politics to serve the people and help bring positive change, not to make money. He said leadership is about delivering results and earning the trust of the people. Mr. Mwila added that even if he loses the mayoral race, he will continue advocating for his government and speaking on issues affecting his Zambians. In another development, business operators and residents of Kawe are poised to on the Central Business District, dual carriageway enters its final phase. Following public complaints about the incident,